In this season of Modcast, we're getting up close. Really close. We'll put humanity under the microscope and look at how things within us, on us, and around us influence our personal and shared experiences. We'll consider what drives our responses to touch, to humour, relationships, and our environment, and look at how our connections with machines will augment and enhance our lives into the future. Get ready to go deep as we bring you Modcast Season 4 up close.
In this episode, we will be casting a curious eye onto ourselves as humans and start to unpack the vast ecosystem of organisms that call our bodies home. We'll be getting up close and personal with our insides in order to understand all the amazing microorganisms that make us, us. Then we're going to be taking a step outside ourselves, literally, to get better acquainted with our most complex expression of emotions, tears. I'm Ayla Liebenberg, and join me as I take you up close, inside and on us. As humans, we often think about how we live on our planet and in our homes. What kind of impact are we having? What resources are we using? And what will the future look like on Earth with humans inhabiting it? But have you ever thought about what living things call us home? The human body is a host to countless kinds of living organisms that inhabit our insides just like we do Earth. You could say we're basically a walking, talking planet, just not quite as big. Although we are pretty colossal to the itty-bitty, teeny-tiny microbiomes that live inside of us.
The microbiome is sort of a collective name for all the little microbes that sits in on us in various places. So it's a collection of microbes that colonize, if you like, humans.
That's Riti Fenter. She's an associate professor at the University of South Australia's Clinical Health and Science Department. Riti has spent her whole career working with microbes, researching the world that lies inside us.
We have microbiomes on our skin. We have a mouth microbiome, a nose microbiome, a gut microbiome, a vaginal microbiome, and all those microbiomes differ from each other. And even if you look at the skin microbiome, different parts of your skin, like the more fatty parts between your eyebrows or off behind your ears or the wet parts behind your knees, they all have different types of microbiomes depending on the niche.
Almost all living things have a complex community of microbiomes inside and on them, including humans, plants, animals, and even the oceans. In fact, people have so many millions of microbes inhabiting our bodies that they outnumber our human cells 10 to 1. So does that mean we're more microbe than human? Or are these microbes just a part of us being human? Well, the answer lies in why we have them, and if we didn't have them, what would happen?
We would be very ill and very poorly if we didn't have microbiomes. So these microbes protect us from more pathogenic types of organisms. They help us to digest our food. We can't really survive without them, and they have many important jobs, if you like, in our body, and not just protecting us also, but play a big role in our general health and well-being.
Although you may have never heard of them before now, microbiomes are utterly essential to our health and way of life. Not only do they make up most of what we are as humans, but without them, our health and well-being would be utterly distraught.
We're really only starting to scratch the surface to start to understand how intricate our health is linked to our natural microbiomes. You know, a healthy microbiome leads to a healthy life, basically.
So now that we know we have all these millions of microbiomes, and why, how do we take care of them and make sure that we work as hard for them as they do for us?
Diet is a very important thing, of course, for your gut microbiome. If you make sure that you eat a variety of foods and you eat things that are sort of probiotic also, that can help you to establish a healthy gut microbiome. And in general, for your skin microbiome, you know, play with animals, you know, go outside in the nature. All those things help you to establish a variety of a healthy microbiome.
But despite everything we know about microbiomes, there is so much more to be done. Research into microorganisms is truly in its infancy, as far as Professor Riti Fenter is concerned, and there is much more to be discovered.
Once we established the first human microbiome, I think we really realized how wonderfully complex and interesting it is. And the more microbiomes get sequenced, the more we start to get the realization of the role they play. But we still have only scratched the surface. Our microbiome is so important for our health that any kind of change in the microbiome can have huge effects on your health.
Thank you. Now we change our focus, moving from the curious microbes that live within us all to something that marks us as humans from the moment we are born. Everybody cries. It is one of the most pure and essential expressions of human emotion. Whether we're happy, sad, scared, surprised, or angry, tears flow from everyone's eyes at least once in our lives. But have you ever thought about what makes up one of those droplets of emotion that pool in your ducts? Have you ever considered the story behind the tear? Maurice Mikkers, a photographer from the Netherlands, wondered just that.
Every tear is a hidden story. They are small droplets of fluid, but at the same time a complex vital of human emotion.
Mikkers, who previously worked as a lab technician, has been fascinated by tears since he first saw one underneath a microscope. After stumbling across the breathtaking sight by chance at work one day, Mikkers became infatuated with the complexity and beauty of the human tear.
I was always really interested in how could I combine like arts and science? How can I use parts of science to create story starters for other people to feel connected? And by having this connection, bringing these two worlds together, there's so many beautiful things to see, but you just have to know how to do it.
As a result of this coincidental discovery, he began his ongoing project, The Imaginarium of Tears, in 2015.
It's an ongoing photography tear collection with personal stories at its heart. And what I want to achieve with that is to connect people in a deeper way.
Behind each of Mikkers' breathtaking photographs, which can be likened to galaxies, oceans, planets, or even otherworldly beauties, is a story. And Mikkers believes that telling these stories are the gateway to better human connection.
These tears that I capture are basically the story starters to tell a little bit more about the rough times in your life or the happy moments.
Although your tears may seem embarrassing, annoying, or insignificant to you, through his project, Mikkers wants to lift the stigma. Many societies around the world have been told that crying and emotion are weaknesses, and that strength comes from hiding your feelings. But Mikkers couldn't disagree more, and instead believes there is strength and the possibility of deeper connection to others if we embrace our tears.
Every culture has a different way of crying, why they cry, how they cry, is it okay? In cultures, there are, I think, lots of differences. And I think through these artworks, that's also a way of exploring what the differences are, bringing people closer together because we all have emotions. The culture that decides how we deal with them.
By acknowledging our tears, our physical embodiment of human emotion, Mikkers hopes that people from around the world can begin to feel comfortable sharing the stories of their tears to better connect us with one another and learn from each other's pasts.
I got to the point where, for me, it wasn't that much about the visual representation anymore. I mean, it's still something really beautiful, but it felt to me like it was something bigger, a story starter, which could be used to let other people talk about what they want to spread into the world by sharing these stories and therefore these tears. Visually, they're really attractive. Every time I see them, you see like beautiful, like little planets, landscapes, beautiful patterns and shapes. And next to that, I think the beauty is that people actually stop and want to know what it is, that you can share your story as a person that shed that tear, and therefore sharing the knowledge, and that people are actually open to receive it in that way.
In the future, Mikkers hopes that the Imaginarium of Tears continues to grow and becomes more known around the world. He believes that global interaction with the project, through things like exhibitions, will lead to many amazing stories being told, and the potential to uncover the mysteries and lift the stigma behind tears.
For me, it would be more perfect to actually have a live exhibition with an organization where people could just walk in. Maybe you have a psychiatrist or just a booth or, you know, just walk in if you need to share your story. Let there be someone that can help you with getting your story, get it out, relieve yourself. But in that way, also donate your tear, donate your story.
Mikkers' work is truly one in a million. And the many beautiful tears that he has captured have infinite potential to tell intricate personal stories.
There is a physical representation in life, like you're going through something and then you cry, and you can almost see it as a portrait. And that tear represents a physical moment in life, which you were going through in emotion, and that's the physical representation. That's the artwork.
What we carry inside us, on us, and within our hearts and heads are often things that don't cross our minds. But from the tiny microbiomes in our guts to the droplets of emotion that roll down our cheeks, it's worth taking the time to pay a bit more attention. I'm Ayla Liebenberg, and thank you for joining me here at Modcast for episode 1 of our Up Close series. We can't wait to talk to you next time in episode 2, Us Touching.
Inside and On Us is one of 4 episodes in Modcast Season 4, Up Close. This episode was produced by Ayla Liebenberg. Our series senior producer is Sarah Martin from Radio Adelaide Podcast Works. Thanks to Professor Riti Venter and Maurice Mickers for their insights in this episode. Thanks also to Deanna Newchurch, Lisa Bailey, Claudia Vondenborch and Natalie Cafora for additional series support and resources. Our theme music for this series is Hedda Gabler by Belinda Jellett, played by Zephyr Quartet. Modcast Season 4 Up Close is presented by Mod at University of South Australia and is linked to an online exhibition which you can find at mod.org.au.